Well, we're all superstitious to a certain extent, some more than others. And as it relates to sports, it seems like that's where at least most people at the station and those who listen to the station are maybe most superstitious. Yesterday was September 19th, and it reminded me of a very superstitious story. And you have to go way back in the day when Junior and I were in college. And we no longer lived in the dorm. We were going to rent an apartment with two of her friends, Skip and Grizzy. And we found a reasonably priced apartment on the north side of Denton. Do you remember what our rent was, by the way, for four guys?
I want to say it was about $400, $425, yeah, something like that.
That's what I remember, too. Which even at the time seemed like a pretty good deal. That seems like an incredible deal now.
Yeah.
But that was our rent, and we didn't have a whole lot of furniture. I was working that summer, and I remember I went in, and I didn't have a cell phone, but I called you, and I think from my dad's office, because I was moving some supplies and went by this one office, and they had a used couch for sale for like $50, and the only damage to it was a forklift had hit the side of it, so it had a big rip in it. But I told you, it's a great couch. It's $50.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our couch. My sister and her husband had a couple of items of furniture that they were about to get rid of, so we got those. And when I went to go get those, one of the things that we picked up, Junior and I were on our way to the opener that year for the Cowboys. This is 1985, and they opened against Joe Theismann and the Washington team. And on the way down to the game, we picked up a couple of items, including my brother-in-law was getting rid of like the first deer that he ever shot. It's like this 6-8 point mount. We thought, well, that's cool. We've got a fireplace in the apartment. We'll take that. So we did, and on the way to Texas Stadium, it provided plenty of comedy. Junior would slowly raise the deer head up as we were passing cars and traffic on Loop 12 waiting to get into the game, and we thought we were pretty hilarious with that thing.
Yeah, we'd pull up to a red light next to a car, and George and I would keep looking straight ahead, but I would turn the deer head to the side, and the deer would be looking at the drivers next to us.
Great animal humor comedy. Just hilarious. So we go in, and the Cowboys just do a number on Washington. I do believe it was 42-14, just a whooping. And as we were going into the game, we thought, well, we got to protect the deer head that we had already named Bullwinkle. And so we put Bullwinkle into my trunk, not realizing at the time that as we put Bullwinkle in there, I also put my keys in there, and I locked us out of the car, and the keys were in the trunk with the deer head. And I can't remember if I figured that out after the game or before the game, but after the game, it's midnight again, no cell phone, so I had to walk back to Texas Stadium from the cash lot and call my dad at like midnight and say, Dad, I locked the keys in my trunk at the game. And, well, how'd you do that? Well, we had to put Bullwinkle in the trunk. Who? What? Yeah, sorry. So my dad had to drive all the way down from Farmers Branch to let us out. By now, it's close to 1 o'clock in the morning. He was very nice about it. And I said, I'm really sorry, Dad. Thanks. And on we go back to Denton, and of course, more bits on the way home with Bullwinkle.
Or that was the first warning sign sent by Bullwinkle.
Something was screwy here, yeah.
That we didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
We should have, but we didn't pick up on it.
At the time, because I don't think I've ever done that before. I left my keys in my trunk. So we get home, we put Bullwinkle over the fireplace, and we think it's great. Cowboys just got a huge win. Let's put the Cowboys D hat on Bullwinkle. And it was there all week. Hey, the Cowboys are going to be great this year.
Kind of hat Tom Landry used to wear.
Yeah.
Blue hat with a white D on it.
Yeah, really classy. Bullwinkle looked really classy with it. So the week goes by, and we get to the next week, and the Cowboys go on the road to Detroit. And they just get manhandled by the Lions. And we looked up there and saw the D hat and thought, okay, we need to take that off there. So that day, our intramural team, the Maulers, got in the win column with a big win over just in time.
Yep.
I think we shut them out.
Really great good game. Team. Really good team.
They were terrible. They came out for pregame warm-ups and practiced with a Nerf ball. And so we knew we were in for maybe a W that day, and sure enough, we got one. And so we got a big win, and we loved intramural so much that we tried to bring any sort of legitimate sports items or merchandise to our intramural team. And just like the Cowboys had a D hat, we had a white, we made up, went to some sporting goods store and had these hats made up that were white with a black M on them for Maulers, as if we had team gear. And we were riding high at 1-0, so we put the Maulers cap on there. The next week, we got beat by the Disease. Was that their second game?
I think it was. So.
Beat us 36-0.
Great football team.
That's a nice name.
The Disease.
The Disease.
So now we start looking a little sideways at Bullwinkle. That's two teams that he's knocked down. And
plus the key in the car trunk incident.
Plus the keys in the car, yeah. And then I was a White Sox fan. We put a White Sox hat on him. They went through this incredible losing skid for about 4 or 5 days. We put a North Texas hat up there as a prank. And I think our friend Grizzy, who is a Vikings fan, thought, well, they can't touch the Vikings. And they actually opened the season with a win over San Francisco. And then the next week, Les Steckel and the Vikings just went downhill. And they lost, I don't know, 6 out of 7 games or something like that. There was a Vikings hat that was on Bullwinkle. They lost.
It was really funny, Gordo. Whatever hat we put on Bullwinkle, that team lost their next game or went on a losing streak. It was amazing.
He had the power of the devil in him. He could control things here.
Well, this is where things... Well, I'm sorry, what
were
you going to say?
We started walking through the living room, and you had a creepy feeling walking by him. Like, you didn't want to look at him the wrong way, or...
Well, he was murdered. I mean, so, of course, his ghost is going to...
He was...
Want to exact revenge on somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he needed an object to touch him.
Team after team after team just went down to the power of Bullwinkle. And so for some reason we had a sombrero just laying around and we put that on Bullwinkle. We thought, okay, he's having a party.
This is a true story.
This is a very true story. And I was reminded of it because yesterday was September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Come home from class, our roommate Skip is sitting there stunned watching CNN, and I said, what's going on? And he just points at the TV, and it was one of the most devastating earthquakes to ever hit Mexico, an 8-point-something or another in 1985. Ended up there were thousands who were killed that day. But how freaky is this?
Was it worth it to you guys?
They also had, on September 19th, an earthquake in 2017 that killed 216 people. And yesterday, the same date, there was another very strong earthquake in Mexico, a 7.7. Fortunately, only one person has been reported dead so far, but it's still a very strong earthquake.
Same date.
Same date.
Mm.
So all I could think about was... The power of Bullwinkle.
Where did Bullwinkle end up?
Yeah, did we take him down after the earthquake?
I think we did. I think we just took the whole deer head down and put him in a closet or something. I mean, we were pretty freaked out by it.
But it's got to still be in existence somewhere, right?
I think we put him in the trash when we moved out of Oak Place.
Mm-hmm. His spirit lives on. His evil spirit lives on, though.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's hope...
Kill a spirit just by putting it in the trash?
I think so.
Oh, you can?
That ought to do it. Yeah. Once he's taken to the landfill,
yeah,
I think we're good.
But then he's touching all that stuff, and no telling what associations that stuff has for him.
Wouldn't it be weird if you dug him up, and whatever he was lodged next to, like, let's say it's a can of Pepsi,
if
since that moment their stock had just plummeted?
Or he was laying next to a snow globe of the Twin Towers.
Right.
And that
How
caused
weird would that.
That
be?
George?
Yeah.
Way to
I
go.
Don't know, but it was freaky back in the day. And especially on September 19th, it really got freaky. And we I think maybe we did just leave him up, but nobody put a hat of any sort on Bullwinkle ever again.
Or maybe they would of one of our favorite teams as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody put a Spurs hat up there just so that when I would walk in, I'd be shocked and angered.
Screaming,
and,
take that down.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's the story of Bullwinkle that we wanted to tell you.